brother has gone home to be with the Lord. But can I sing this part in her memory? Let me do this one time for Mama.
Lord, I wanna thank you
for everything you've done for me, yeah. You opened up so many doors in my life, doors I wasn't able to see. And your spirit lifts me up every time I'm down. And what a blessing for you and me to be able to walk around. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? How many know that you know that? Oh, you know you bless the night. Have I got a witness here? In my life, I've been up, I've been down, but I'm gonna keep marching till I get my crown. And I wanna share something with you. I wanna share this with you. I don't know about you tonight, but I may not have riches or the finer things money could buy. That's all right. God gave me health and strength, and for that I'll always try. I got to do this. I got to help my fellow man whenever the need seems very hard. And somehow, praises don't matter long as I'm doing my part. How many here know you blessed in spite of it all? How many know you blessed? Have I got a witness here tonight? How many know you blessed to be alive? Suffering in all my fears, God stepped in and calmed my tears. How many here know he'll do it for you? If you're here and can witness with me, I want you to get on your feet and just wave your hand and say, I'm blessed
to be alive.
I'm blessed
to be alive.
Can I get some help in this house tonight?
To be alive.
Can I get some help in this house tonight?
To be alive.
How many over here know you're blessed to be alive? How many in the middle know you're blessed to be alive?
To be alive.
What about y'all over here on the side? How many here know you're blessed tonight? How many here know you're blessed tonight? How many here give God all the praise? How many give God the praise? You can remember the time you were sick. Did God heal your body? You can remember the times you didn't have. But tell me something, did God give it to you? How many know he's an awesome God? How many here know he's an awesome God? Have he been good to you tonight? Have he been good to you? How many here know he brought you a mighty long way? How many here know he brought you a mighty long way? Well, when I let him raise the song, if you don't mind, will you give God the highest praise? How many know what the highest praise is? Y'all come in. How many here know what the highest praise is? When I let them raise this song, if y'all don't mind, I want you to give God the highest praise. How many ready to give him the highest praise? Here we go. Hey, 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 hey. How many here know your best?
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
The goodness of God leads me into repentance. So all our friends and relatives and co-workers and people that even strangers that we don't know, we need to testify of how good God's been to us and then let them know that God would do the same for them or even greater.
Yes.
And God would begin to reveal his goodness to them. That man in the Bible that was full of devils had a legion of demons in him, got delivered and wanted to follow Jesus. Why? Because he didn't taste the good. Man, I ain't got to be naked no more. I ain't got to live in the graveyard no more. This man even had a house to live in. His home was the tombs. The graveyard was where he laid his head to rest. He separated from his family. Separated from people. People done come out there, grabbed him, and put chains on him. Tried to tame him. Tried to tame a human being. This man was worse than a gorilla, chained up. Because you can chain a gorilla and he can't break the chain. But this man can break the chains they put on. He's worse than an animal. And when Jesus set that man free, that man said, look, I won't go with you. And Jesus said, go home and tell your friend. See, look, he introduced him back into society, back to his family, back to his friend. Go home, tell your family and your friends that God has had compassion on you. In other words, God's been good to you. Go tell the good news. And the Bible says that he went and published what Jesus did for him in 10 cities. And when Jesus came back to that place, everybody was waiting on Jesus because they ran him off because they didn't understand him. But when that man got through telling his story, when Jesus returned, they was all waiting on Jesus. We want Jesus to minister to us. We got to meet this Jesus you talking about. He been that good to you. That man said, look, I'm going to tell you, that man is good. That man said, can you imagine? Everybody knew about this man because you didn't travel that way. You know, back then you own a horse, a donkey, a camel. Right? He had so much demon power, he might be able to outrun a horse. Couldn't change. So you say, man, don't go that way. Hey, man out there in them graveyards out there, he crazy, man. That man full of the devil. Don't go that way, he kill you. You wouldn't even ride your horse by that. Horse be scared. Horse get close to him, start ran up on you. Horse, I ain't going there. I ain't going. Uh-uh. Backing up. Man, some horses got sense. You know that man riding that donkey, huh? In the Bible? He kicking him, hitting him. Go move. That donkey say, look, I ain't going. You see that man up there with that sword? I'm paraphrasing. You see that man standing up there in the bridge? I ain't going. Donkey, lay it down on it. We ain't going nowhere. I'm getting my head cut off, they Joe fool himself. God spoke to a donkey. Donkey saw in the spirit, had more spiritual sense than the man riding him. Donkey said, oh, I ain't going up there. Man got a sword. No, you hit me all you want. Kick if you want. We ain't going nowhere. All right, God demonstrates his power to reveal his goodness. Because a lot of people say, well, I don't believe God good. Then God say, let me show you. Then the power of God started working. Deliverance come, healing come, blessing come, and then you say, man, God's good. How many of you, God ever got you out of jam? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what that was? Him being good to you. How many of you probably would be in worse shape, dead or in jail, if God hadn't done something for you? How many of you, God ever got you out of trouble? You know what that was? God being good to you. How many of you didn't get what you deserve? Didn't get what I deserve. I remember I was 12 years old. I sat on the vanity at home because we'd had the kind that hung on the wall. I don't know, I was 12 years old. But I didn't know I was too heavy for it. I had a big old afro and I was grooming it. So I sat up on it. Got my pick, my rake and everything. Hair out there like that. And that thing said, bam! Come off the wall. Water spraying everywhere. Mama know we tore up stuff every day. I said, now this done broke the camel's back. Daddy gonna kill me this evening. So I propped it back up, put a stick on it. That stopped some of the water. I had to put a bucket on it because it's still dripping. The pipe split. You know, them little thin pipe just split. When I stood it back up, it closed up a little bit, but it's still dripping, so I had to keep dumping that water out. And boy, I went, we had a little playhouse my dad had built for us in the backyard. I went out there and I closed the door, and I had a meeting with God. I said, now, Lord, my daddy gonna kill me today. I'm coming to join you. But I'm asking you, Lord, have mercy on me today. Please don't let my daddy whoop me today. If you don't let my daddy whoop me today, I'll preach for you when I get 20. It's eight years off, you know. Now, you know that ain't nothing but the goodness of God. I put God 8 years, because I said, don't mess with my teenage years. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, teenagers, they try to outsmart God. They think they can outsmart him. You can't outsmart him. I wish, when I got saved, I wish I had served God with all my teenage years. I had so much regret in my heart when I first got saved. I said, man, I wish I had done this when I was 12 years old. I wish I'd have just gave it to him right then. He was so good to me. I said, I wasted all them years. Bunch of foolishness. I could have been having all this goodness in my life. And you know what? And so I prayed all day long. I'm going to tell you, prayer releases the goodness of God into your life. It enables God to reach you with his goodness. And I prayed, and Daddy came home. I met him at the truck. When he got out of the truck, I said, Daddy, I said, we had a little accident here today. He said, what done happened? I said, come here, let me show you. So we went in the bathroom, and the thing was propped up with a stick, got a bucket of water under it. He said, what happened here? I say, forgive me for lying. I said, I don't know. You know, you're 12. I don't know. I was combing my hair, and it just fell off the wall. It just fell off. So I didn't want that whooping. I said, Daddy going to kill me today. I won't get it. I said, he said, now, wait a minute now. He said, now, wait a minute. Now, that thing didn't just fall off the wall. He said, I ain't stupid. That thing just didn't fall off the wall. What happened in here? I said, Dad, I was sitting on it, combing my afro.
He's like, combing my afro.
I said, he finna get me now. He looked on it, he said, I think I can fix that. I'll be right back. Didn't holler, didn't fuss. It was a miracle. He left to go back to the truck. He had a little piece of pipe in his truck. And while I'm in the bathroom, I say, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. He ain't even mad or upset. It's a miracle. I say, Lord, I guess I'll be preaching at 20. See, you don't have to be old to experience the goodness of God. When you're 8, 6, 5, 3, amen, when you're 83, 89, 79, it don't matter what age you are, God's good all them years. Now, I knew right then, I'm going to tell you, to me, in my mind, that was a bona fide miracle that I didn't get my rear end tore up that day. Because I got whipped for less. I knew that was a biggie. That was the goodness of God. Amen. Now, listen to what happened in Exodus 34, 5, and 6. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with them there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. So the next day, God gave, I skipped a lot of stuff because I don't have time to read all of it. God gave Moses some instructions. And then when the next day came, God said, now I'm finna show you my glory. I'm gonna let my goodness pass by you. And then he said, and the Lord came down in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed. So the Lord began to speak who he is. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness. Listen to this. Abundant in goodness and truth. He's saying, I'm reliable, I'm stable, I'm trustworthy. That's what truth is. I'm abundant in faithfulness, I'm good. He says, I'm long-suffering. That means I'm slow to retaliate evil. I'm gracious, marked by kindness. I'm full of mercy and compassion. Hallelujah. And so as he's passing by, as Moses,